Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, young and old, everybody is welcome to this morning program, wonderful program, which is given by our divine spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Morning Bhagavatam class, evening Bhagavad Gita. Devotees, why this program Srila Prabhupada has given to us? Because the purpose of life, which I am thinking, what I am thinking? I am thinking purpose of life is to enjoy the senses, eat, to drink and be merry. That is not the purpose. Purpose of life is to become Krishna conscious, be conscious of Krishna and leave the body while thinking of Krishna and return to my real home, back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no fighting, no backbiting. Everybody very joyously, very happily serving the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is the purpose of life. So Bhagavat Mahapuran is the essence of all the Veda Puranas given by Lord Vyasadeva first and then spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj, then again explained by our divine Gurudev Srila Prabhupada very nicely. This Bhagavat can help us to remember the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna and His devotees, different activities, which are very, very helpful into our day-to-day life. Life without Krishna consciousness is useless life. It's a hopeless life. As it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam by a great Vaishnava devotee, happened to appear in the Asura family, Prahlad Maharaj. Shram eva hi kevalam. Life without Krishna consciousness is a useless labor. Kali Yuga, everybody is busy in useless labor and preparing a royal road to hell. But Krishna is so merciful, so kind, as He has said in Bhagavad Gita, that Swahradam Sarva Bhutanam, that I am the well-wisher of all the jivas, Bhutanam, all the living entities, especially human being, but He is the well-wisher of animal, animals also, insects also, because they are all His children. So out of His kindless mercy, He has sent His pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, to help us to get out of here. Though I like to stay here, I like to enjoy my senses, but then the result will be hell. If I will keep myself busy in sense enjoyment, it means hell is waiting for me. This me, you, he, she, we should all remember this. So, please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavat, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 35. The characteristics of King Puranjana. Ete Sakya Sakho Me. Nara Narayasya Manada. Suptayam mai jagrati, nagoyam palayan purim. Translation, please repeat. My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends. And the snake, who always remain awake, protects this city, even during my sleeping hours. So much I know, I do not know anything beyond this. Purported by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedan Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, a founder Acharya of great ISKCON. Not great ISKCON, but the greatest ISKCON. Puranjan inquired from the woman about those 11 men and their wives and the snake. The woman gave a brief description of them. She was obviously without full knowledge of her surrounding men and women and the snake. As stated before, the snake is the vital force of the living being. This vital force always remains awake even when the body and the senses become fatigued and do not work. Even in the state of unconsciousness, when we sleep, the snake or the life force remain intact and awake. Devotees, in India and abroad also, there's so many so-called spiritual movements are there. Saints and sages from India, for a long time they were going abroad. But I like to tell you, there's nobody like Srila Prabhupada. Though Prabhupada was emblem of wonderful qualities, but his greatest quality is that he didn't change the words of Krishna. Our Lord Vyasadeva is also incarnation of Godhead. It's Bhagavan Vyasadeva. He presented our scriptures as it is. This is very, very important point to understand. Why Srila Prabhupada's movement spread like wildfire while he was present on this planet? Reason Srila Prabhupada explaining that when he's talking about a milk. When milk it is pure, not adulterated or homogenized milk. People will buy homogenized or other milk also. But if one knows it's a pure milk, immediately so many buyers will be there. So Srila Prabhupada presenting the scriptures, which are called apaurushaya. Our scriptures are not a man-made scriptures. They are given by Supreme Lord Himself. Vyasadeva is not a human being. He is incarnation of Godhead. So He presented the scriptures. And what is our problem? This problem we should all note and try to understand. Because I am at conditioned state because of my dirty qualities and my lusty desires. Doesn't matter I have man body or woman's body. I am contaminated person. So contamination means I like to present things in my own way. What I feel is a good. But not necessarily that is good, what I feel which is good. Good is what is described here in the Bhagavatam. Good is which is presented by Srila Prabhupada as it is. So as it is mentioned here, that Prabhupada is saying, the vital force always remains awake. As stated before, the snake is the vital force of the living being. This vital force always remains awake when the body and the senses become fatigued and do not work. Even in the state of unconsciousness, when we sleep, actually person one who is sleeping, there is no difference between a sleeping person and a dead person. Same. Person who is sleeping, if somebody comes and attack him, he cannot do anything. He is sleeping like a dead man. But the difference is that he is breathing. The vital force is there. One can, understand that he is sleeping, that breathing is always going on. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned elsewhere that when we are sleeping, a dead man and a sleeping man is same, no difference. Somebody, many times it happens, person is sleeping, that he is slaughtered or he is killed. Many times it happens. Even this Ashwatthama, he was a Brahman, son of a Brahman, son of a Dronacharya. But he was not a good person. Though son of a Brahman, he was trying to please heinous Duryodhan. Duryodhan was not a good person also. Why he was not good? Because he was doing injustice with his cousin brothers. So this Dronacharya Putra, he was trying to please him. What happened? Pandavas, they were five brothers, they have five sons. From Draupadi, they were sleeping. And he's so rascal, this Ashwatthama. He went and killed them while sleeping. And brought their heads. When he brought their heads to Duryodhan, I killed your five enemies. The five brothers, sons of five Pandavas, they were looking like their fathers. So he said, it's not so easy. Duryodhan also thought that it's not so easy to kill this five Pandavas. How he did this? So he pressed that head and immediately, it was soft. He said, oh no, you killed their sons. And even he didn't like this. He said, you did very bad. Even Duryodhan didn't appreciate this. Point is, when we are sleeping, anybody can do anything. But this vital force shows that person's breathing is alive. Dead man is also sleeping. Live man is also sleeping. Even live, whose vital force is going on, is breathing. Somebody attacks him, he cannot do anything. But one thing Prabhupada has explained. When person is sleeping and somebody attacks on him, and somebody says, oh, somebody has come to attack this person sleeping. He will shout, wake up, wake up, wake up, somebody is coming to kill you. So this, sense of hearing is up. He will hear and wake up. He will stand up and get up from his bed. The sense of hearing is very, very important, Srila Prabhupada has described. In Navda Bhakti, nine process of devotional services. As it is mentioned by Srila Govindas Kaviraj Maharaj, Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vrindare Dullab Manava Janama Sat Sange Tarahaya Evhava Sindare Sheet Atap Bata Barisana Edin Jamini Jagire Bifele Seminu Kripana Durujana Chapala Sukh Lava Lagire Edhan Jovan Putra Parijana Iti Ki Ache Pratitere Kamala Dalajala Jivan Talamala Bhajahu Hari Pada Nitire Shravana Kirtana Smarana Bandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhijana Atmana Vedana Govinda Das Avilashare. What a pure devotee is desiring. Pure devotee says, I want this nine process of devotional service. This is my desire. Avilash means desire. So first devotion is hearing. Hearing is very, very important. When our body is sleeping, vital force is working, breathing, but hearing, it doesn't sleep. It stays up. If you shout, person will wake up. At night when we sleep, we put our alarm 3 o'clock or 2:30 or 2 o'clock. When alarm rings, then we wake up. So this hearing is very, very important. At present, what's happening? This hearing is spoiled, you know. In India, there is a Hollywood in America, in California, Hollywood. What is this Hollywood? Nonsense. Film industry. And these Indians are imitating them. They have made here Bollywood. Hollywood and Bollywood. And they are all kind of dirty things. Sense gratification. They are, promoting, propagating, eat, drink, and be merry. And soon, very soon, you will go to hell by doing this. So, hearing, we should hear only Krishna Katha, Shravanam, Kirtanam Vishnu, Krishna. Hearing is very, very important, and we should only hear Krishna Katha. We should speak about Krishna, we should hear about Krishna, as it is prescribed by Lord Nityananda. Aparadha shunya hoy laho Krishna naam. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. Krishnera samsar karo chadi anachar. Jeeva daya Krishna naam sarva dharma sar. Essence is, we give this holy name to others, other jivas. Like, I was very happy, you know, devotees from, I think, different parts of the world, especially maybe Russian devotees. They chant, you know, chanting is going on. And one Mataji I saw yesterday chanting very nicely. She has a mic here and she's speaker is there. So this is need of the time. Hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu, Krishna, same, no difference. But Krishna is the source of Vishnu also. This we should understand. As it is described in the Bhagavatam. Ete chamsa kalapam sam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Indarari vyakulam lokam mridyanti yoga yoga. So our this vital force, this breathing, is coming and going. And this our breathing process, with our all breaths, we should remember Krishna. You know. Our age is according to our breathing. How much I have to breathe. Prabhupada explains that by pranayam, they stop the breathing. And this way they increase their life. Their life span increase. Suppose, person supposed to live for 50 years. Now by breathing he has saved more, 10 years or 20 years more. And he will live now 70 years. So, breathing, we have to use our all the, what you call, swans, breathing, our vital force, which shows us is a live person, is a dead person. This should, with every breath, we should remember Krishna. There's one very nice doha in Hindi. If you can repeat, those who can repeat after me. Shwas shwas me hari bhajo. In every breath you should worship Hari Krishna. Vyarth shwas mat khoye. Don't waste your even one breath. Why? Na jaane is shwas ka. Avan hoy na hoy. I don't know. I am breathing now. I don't know my next breath will come or not. We don't know. So our all the, you know, this vital force should be used remembering Krishna, and especially Golokera Premadhan Hari Nama Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Especially this Mahamantra, the great chant for deliverance. This is brought by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the spiritual world. Golokera Premadan. From Golok Vrindavan. But I'm so unfortunate, what's happening? Ratina Janimelo Kenatai. I haven't, developed any attraction towards this, chanting the holy name. What is the Rati? Prabhupada is explaining Rati. Rati is young man and young woman. There is a natural attraction between each of them. A young man is attracted to a young woman, and a young woman is attracted to a young man. It's spontaneous. So same attraction should be there in my heart. We should have, me, you, he, she, we should have the same attraction for this chanting. That I should be spontaneously attracted towards this chanting of Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama. Pure devotee is saying that I haven't developed any attraction. This is actually pure devotee's feeling. Those who are Mahabhagavat, Srila Prabhupada explains, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj is a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, who compiled this Chaitanya Charitamrita on the order of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. In a later age, at the age of 80, Prabhupada started a movement at the age of 70. In a very close, similar. So, he's saying, I am more fallen than Chagai and Madai. Nobody is more fallen than Chagai. They were very fallen. But pure devotee, Prabhupada saying, Mahabhagavat doesn't think that I am advanced. It's not that he doesn't think, he feels like that. In one song, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj, he's describing his life, Amara Jeevan. What he's saying? Amara Jeevan sada paperat, nahi ko punya ralesh, pareera udvega diyachi yekata diyachi jivera kalesh. My life is ever given to sins. And if you try to find out, you won't find any pious quality in my life. Who is saying? A Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj. Is Bhakti Vinod Thakur's prayer? Srila Prabhupada appeared. When he prayed in 1896, in the future, an Acharya is going to appear, who is going to take this Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Same year, Srila Prabhupada appeared. What he is saying? And he, all the dirty qualities he is describing in his life. I am a cheat, I am lusty, I am greedy, I am very lousy, I like to sleep. These are the Mahabhagavats. So we all have to follow the footsteps of this Mahabhagavat, this great Acharyas, and by their mercy become purified. But my mind is running after women, after sense enjoyment. I want this, I want that. But I am forgetful, the result is hell. Result is too much suffering. Too much suffering. So, vital force, this breathing should not be misused. We should try to remember, though, because of my conditioned state, I am forgetful of this. Then my each and every breath should be utilized in cultivating Krishna consciousness. But I am busy in doing so many things. That is my foolishness. That is my misfortune. But my each and every breath should be used in the service of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has also described that If one lives for 100 years, by spending millions of dollars, he cannot add a moment into it. By spending millions, trillions of dollars, one cannot add a moment into it. Or by spending million, billion, trillions of dollars, one cannot get a moment back. Srila Prabhupada is saying, if time is money, then we should understand how much money I have wasted. The message is, message of Srila Prabhupada, we should always think of Krishna, 24 hours. How it is possible to think of Krishna 24 hours? One cannot think of Krishna 24 hours. Daytime one may try, but how one will think of Krishna while sleeping? If daytime one is able to think of Krishna, while sleeping he will also dream of Krishna, he will think of Krishna. But it's very difficult to think of Krishna even while we are awake. My mind is running here, running there, I want this, I want that. I have one wife, I need another woman. Yes, this is going on. This cheating is not good. Cheating. The four defects we have. Senses are imperfect. Subject to commit mistake. Cheating propensity and to be illusion. So we have cheating propensity. I am hiding my faults from you. You are hiding your faults from me. But how we can hide from Krishna? We can't. So this cheating is going on. And actually we will be cheated one day. Krishna said this. Among the cheats, I am the greatest cheat. Those who are trying to cheat others, they will be cheated by Krishna. How? Mrityu sarvas harascham. It will come as a death, takes away everything. And we will be in very big trouble. So Srila Prabhupada is always, you know, trying to help us so that we can save ourselves from the biggest trouble which is waiting for all of us. Biggest trouble of a death of Yamdutas going to hell, punished there by the Yamdutas, changing different bodies, 8,400,000 different species of life, is very, very problematic, very, very troublesome. And Kali Yuga, though it's a hopeless age, but the hope is this Krishna consciousness, this Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada is the hope. Other than him, there is no hope. Hopeless. Indians, those who are supposed to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world, they are becoming hopeless. Their only business is to make money. They only want money now. Money is honey. Only money. Not good. The business of Indians, as is described by Lord Chaitanya, Bharat Bhumi Te Manushya Janma Hoile Yaar Janam Sarthak Karo Kari Parupakar. Those who have taken birth here in this land, Bharatvarsh, they should perfect their lives. How they can perfect their lives? Young man of India thinks, if I get well educated, MA, PhD, MBA, or BA, LLB, I make lots of money, get big house, beautiful car and beautiful wife, then my life is successful. This is not the success of lives. The success of life is Krishna consciousness. Jai Krishna Bhaje Sai Bada Chatur. Anyone who is worshipping Krishna is the only intelligent. Those who are not worshipping Krishna, those who are after money, those who are after enjoyment, they are fool number one. The stupid fools. And they will be sorry one day. So the vital force should be used. This breathing should be used, remembering Krishna in all the breaths. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Even in the state of unconsciousness, when we sleep, the snake or the life force remains intact and awake. Consequently, we dream when we sleep. When the living entity gives up this material body, the vital force still remains intact and is carried to another material body. That is called transmigration. So this transmigration is there. Even in this body, transmigration is there. But we don't believe. Especially the people in the Western world, they don't believe in transmigration. Prabhupada quotes this Professor Kotowski in Russia. Srila Prabhupada went there, and by his mercy now so many Russians are becoming devotees. This is his credit. I may try to take the credit, but this is nonsense. Whole credit goes to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had an interview with Professor Kotowski of Russia, Moscow. So Prabhupada is talking in these terms, changing different bodies, transmigration. He said, Swamiji, after death, everything is finished. Many times Prabhupada, many lectures saying, see, such a big professor, he doesn't know. After giving up this body, soul has to take another body. Transmigration. So this is the education nowadays. One who is very much educated, even it's seen in India. I have one brother-in-law, he's very educated, he's PhD, doctor. Now he has become a little religious, but in the early days, when the sister was married to him, I used to talk to him in, you know, about spirituality. He won't believe, he was not showing any interest. So this is the present education in India. Our leaders have introduced the education. One who is more educated is more atheist, is more non-believer of God. He doesn't believe there is a God, there is life after death. This is very, very unfortunate. Real education Srila Prabhupada has given. Srila Prabhupada is talking. And the scientists also ruining our Indian leaders. They are bringing the scientists, this science, you know. Our Indian leaders, they are non-believer of God. They say there is no God. They will see the God in the form of a death. But while living, they won't believe in God. It's very unfortunate. Mrityu sarvas harasyaham. So transmigration is there even in this body. Komar yobanam jara tatha dehantra praptir dhirastatranam uyyate dehunasmin yatha dehe komaram yobanam jara. In this body, soul is there, yatha dehe. And you know, my body is changing, but I am not changing. What is that which is not changing? That is soul. I am soul, I am not this body. But out of ignorance, in the previous verse mentioned about ignorance, I am identifying myself with this body, which I am not. I am soul, and I am a part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. Actually, to realize that self-realization, Prabhupada is saying, what is self-realization? To understand that I am soul, I am not this body, I am different from this body. But the present education is such, they don't like to believe in that soul. They like to believe in this body, which is temporary. Prabhupada is talking of one Indian philosopher, Charvak. He was also atheist. He didn't believe that there is a soul. He said, but as long as you are living, you eat, drink and be merry. Actually, beg, borrow or steal the ghee. Clarified butter. Actually, to eat a ghee in India is considered a big enjoyment. So you beg, borrow and steal the ghee. If you have no money, beg or borrow or steal. And after death, who knows what is going to happen. There was a rascal here also. So atheism is increasing. It's not good for the soul. Atheism is going to take us to hell and we are going to suffer there very bad. Another thing I usually mention, but I will mention here also, because many new souls I am seeing. There was one person, he was from Delhi, and he has died. And you don't know, you may be knowing, maybe not, Delhi, capital of India, full of sinful activities. All these big cities, Delhi, Bombay, Calcutta, Madras, so many sinful activities are. You won't like to even hear what's happening in the big cities, this metropolitan cities. So this person has died. Yamdutas took his soul before the Yamraj. And Yamraj inquired from Chitragupt, who keeps the accounts. What is this computer we have now? Chitragupt, Yamraj has a computer, you know, since a long time. He's keeping the account of all of us. So he said, see his account. So Chitragupt looked, turned the page, he said, sir, he has come from Delhi. He said, then? So he was committing all kind of sinful activities there. He was eating meat, fish, eggs. I don't know, maybe hot dogs may be available in Delhi also, anybody knows? Hot dogs, cold dogs, they have come from the Western world, you know. Whiskey rum is available in India, our leaders are very kind, you know. He was drinking, eating, and all kind of dirty things he was doing. But by mistake, once he happened to hear the Hare Krishna. The Hare Krishna were chanting there. He heard that little pious credit is there. But his whole life was full of sins. So then Yamraj inquired from Chitragupt, what is the judgment for him? The judgment is that for a long time he has to go to the hell, for a little while to the heaven. So Yamraj said that, oh, you have come from capital of India. India is a great country. So where you like to go first? Long hell and short heaven, or short heaven and long hell. Where you like to go first? So as you know, Delhi people are very intelligent. Materially they are very intelligent. He said, sir, I like to see both first. Then I will decide where to go first. So Yamaraj said he has come from Delhi. Yamduta's order, go and show him heaven and hell. He was shown the heaven, very nice atmosphere, no pollution, everything wonderful, people are beautiful. No, what you call smoke or smog or this and that. Very nice. Then he was shown the hell. What he was shown in the hell? Somebody is drinking whiskey. Somebody is drinking, you know, vat 69. Somebody is drinking vat 78. Somebody is drinking the black night. So many kind of it. And somebody is eating hot dogs. Somebody is eating cold dogs. Somebody is eating chickens. So this Delhi person started thinking, oh my God. I thought in the hell there was a punishment, but everything is available here, which I used to have in Delhi. It's wonderful. He was very happy. So when he was brought to Yamraj, he said, you have seen heaven and hell? He said, yes, sir, I have seen. So where do you want to go first? Sir, hell is okay for me. I will go to hell first. When he was taken to the hell, so Yamdutas immediately hanged him upside down, started beating him. He said, stop! I said, why? Oh, you have shown me eating, drinking, hot dog, cold dogs, whiskey, rum, this, that. I am from Delhi. I do all these things there and they are available here also. Why are you beating me? So Yamdutas are very fierce looking, you know this? Prayers are made that nobody should see the Yamdutas, you know, they are very, 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 very fearful people, very fierce looking. The Yamduta, they don't smile actually, but they smile. With dirty face. They said, oh no, what we have shown you?
That was our advertising department. Just to bring you here, you know. You rascal, you stay here, and we will beat you up for the rest of your life, a long time. So, my humble prayers, so much advertisement is there, you know. Delhi is full of this advertisement. This McDonald rascal has come here. McDonald and that, there is one old man, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Old man is smiling, you know. Kentucky Fried Chicken. All these things have come here. Our leaders are trying to spoil this country. Please wake up, wake up. Follow Srila Prabhupada, what Srila Prabhupada has said. Try to stop this nonsense. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Gauranitha's mercy, Krishna Balarams, he is the all-powerful personality of Godhead. If we become sincere and serious following their instructions, that these things can be stopped. Again, the yogas can be changed. Otherwise, you know, big trouble, big punishment is waiting for us. Big punishment. Srila Prabhupada, I hear him every day. He's always worried for us, you know. Such a great soul is very rare, very rare. I am thinking of myself, but he is thinking of everyone. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! So, that is called transmigration or change of the body. And we have come to know this process as death. Actually, there is no death. The vital force always exists with the soul. And when the soul is awakened from so-called sleep, he can see his 11 friends or the active senses and the mind with their various desires, vibes. The vital life force remains even during our sleeping hours. We can understand by virtue of our breathing process that the snake lives by eating the air that passes within this body. Air is exhibited in the form of breathing. And as long as breath is there, one can understand that a sleeping man is alive. Even when the gross body is asleep, the vital force remains active and alive to protect the body. Thus the snake is described as living and eating air to keep the body fit for life. So, the vital force is described here. And actually, you know, this breathing is never stopped. From the birth, when the baby is born, when child is born, the child immediately start breathing. As soon as comes out of the womb of the mother, as long as he's living, he's breathing. Suppose, you know, we get tired, we take rest, but this breathing process never take rest. If we take rest, means we are completely rest, you know. We will never get up. So, thank you very much for listening, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Mataji had one question. Yes, Mataji? That I think we have to ask Naraji. Mataji's question is that why the vital force is compared with the serpent? So I don't know this. I think we have to ask Naraji because Naraji is telling this. And Mataji, I don't know. Thank you very much. Yes, what is your question? Somebody raise hand here. Nobody? Okay, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Increase your vital force by
Hare Krishna!
You people had yesterday, you know, dinner, evening time? Yes? The voice is slow. Krishna,
Krishna!
Hare, Hare!
Hare, Hare! Hare Ram.
Hare
Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram Ram.
Hare
Hare.
Jai Sri
Krishna.
Chaitanya.
Prabhu
Nityananda.
Shri
Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Srivasadi.
Gaur
Bhakt.
Brinda.
Nama
Om.
Vishnu Padaya.
Krishna
Prasthaya.
Bhutale.
Shremate.
Bhakti
Vedant.
Swami.
Iti
Namane.
Namaste.
Saraswati
Deve.
Gauravani.
Pracharane.
Nirvishesh.
Shunyavadi.
Paschati
Des.
Tarane.
Devotees,
in the end,
in 1 minute,
I am going to tell
you one mantra,
which by the
mercy of Prabhupada,
I have
composed that
mantra.
And I
tell everyone, so
I don't
want that you should be
deprived of that
mantra.
Listen
from me, if
you can note down,
you can note down
that mantra.
Repeat after
this,
me.
Maleen
man ki har baat
bekar hai.
Meaning,
whatever our
dirty mind is saying
is useless.
This is the
meaning of first line.
So,
the need
is to cleanse
this dirty mind.
How to cleanse
this dirty mind?
Repeat,
Hari Naam
hi saar hai.
Essence
is the holy name,
especially
Hare
Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare,
Hare
Ram, Hare
Ram, Ram,
Ram, Hare.
How
this holy name is going
to cleanse my heart,
cleanse
my consciousness,
cleanse my mind?
Mahaprabhu
Aadhaar hai.
Lord Chaitanya is the basis.
He preached the holy
name.
He specially
appeared
to give this
Sankirtan movement.
So, but
Lord Chaitanya said,
Naam
gaane sada ruchi.
Everybody,
Naam gaane sada
ruchi.
Develop
your taste
to chant the
holy name all the
time.
I give this
example also quite
oftenly.
One
Prabhuji is looking
something.
Prabhu,
what, you lost something?
Oh, I
lost my beat bag.
Yesterday
with great difficulty
Prabhu chanted
16 rounds
and today he can't
find his beat bag.
His
beat bag is
gone somewhere,
lost, you know.
So
Mahaprabhu is
saying here,
standing,
all the
time you
develop the taste for
chanting.
Naam
gaane sada ruchi.
Kirtaniye
sada hari.
All
the time chanting,
you know, this is one.
Some
devotees, they keep on
chanting.
Yes, all the
time, 24 hours.
Thank you
very much.
Remember this
mantra.
This will be very
helpful.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody
has any question about the
mantra?
Nobody
object to my
compiling this mantra?
Hare Krishna.